From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area, and the Iraqi military is on high alert. Protesters, led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, had crowded the streets in front of the country's parliament building and had gathered in what is known as Celebration Square. By Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration. VOA's Sharon Bain reports the parliament takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability.
There's actually been weeks of protests. This started last year. There is a massive groundswell among the population of grievance against the government. They find it completely corrupt. In his defense, Prime Minister Abadi has said that he has not been able to reform it because the political blocs inside parliament go on to lose their power.
VOA's Sharon Bain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Geneva Sunday in a bid to revive a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has all but fallen apart. Syrian government forces have intensified their attacks, especially in Syria's largest city, Aleppo, over the last 10 days. Kerry is calling for Russia's help to persuade the government of Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. He spoke to reporters after holding talks in Geneva Sunday with Jordanian Foreign Minister Nasser Judeh.
We both want to emphasize the seriousness of the situation with respect to the cessation of hostilities. And we are talking directly with the Russians even now. The hope is that we can make some progress.
U.S. officials say Kerry's top priority is to end violence in Aleppo and return Syria to durable cessation of hostilities that will enable the peace process to continue. This is VOA News.